before I can answer, they often answer for me. Are you crazy? Are you really tired of retirement? Are you willing to put up with
long meetings, lots of meetings, and lots of homework?
I sort of perceive the assembly like graduate school. If you're going to do 3 hours every 2 weeks, you're going to be doing 20, 25 hours a week outside of those 3 hours, getting ready for those 3 hours or for the committee meetings that lead up to it.
Jones is used to all that work. He came to Juneau in 1975 as an alcohol counselor for the city and borough. He had just completed a master's degree in sociology at Washington State University. He soon discovered he was a better administrator than counselor. And in 1976, he went to work for the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services at a time when the state was beginning to use computer systems.
And I could understand what the computer people were telling the social workers, but the social workers couldn't understand it. Computer guys couldn't understand what the social workers were saying, and I couldn't. So I became translator, in a way.
Jones found his niche in the behavioral health field, including 10 years as director of the Division of Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. He retired from state service in 2003. Jones has served on the CBJ Social Services Advisory Board and boards of directors for Bartlett Regional Hospital, Hospice and Home Care, and Catholic Community Services. He's currently on the Juneau World Affairs Council. He and his wife, Lorraine, have raised two sons in Juneau who now live outside the state. In recent years, the Jones have traveled around the world with stops on both ends to see children and grandchildren. That would be curtailed if he's elected. But Jones says he's ready for it and all the tough issues that come before the assembly. One of those is the AJ Mine. He believes the panel is taking an honest look at the feasibility of reopening the AJ, but says the town needs a new water supply before even considering it. The AJ is just one of several issues that divide the community.
Even if we split 50-50, we know exactly why some people are on one side of that 50 and some people are on the other side. Juneau has never been shy. So in that sense, it takes somebody who's willing to listen and try to find the common ground.
And Jones says that's his strength.
You know, if there's a distinguishing characteristic that I bring to the assembly, would be somebody who has a real desire to try to hear all that out.
Jones has listened to all the arguments for and against the measures on the municipal election ballot. He says he's torn on the 15-cent plastic bag tax.
But I support elimination of plastic bags. I support people taking reusable bags in.
But he's not sure he supports the details of the tax, which would only be collected at the four largest businesses in Juneau. Whatever the outcome, he says Proposition 5 has raised awareness of the plastic bag problem and begun an important community dialogue. Jones is a definite no vote on Proposition 1, which exempts city and borough officials from state financial disclosure laws to be replaced with a local ordinance. When he worked as a director on the state level, he had to fill out the forms and says he never saw it as a problem.
People of Alaska have made it really clear in lots of different avenues that they really want some disclosure about who does what, when, and where.
Jones listened to the debate before the assembly and says he heard nothing to convince voters the change in law would enhance public trust of Juneau officials.
I think what I heard from the public was, you're trying to hide something. I don't think they are, but that's the message the public heard, and that's not the message that we should be sending.
This is his first run for political office. His opponents for the area-wide seat are Jenny Del Rosario and Carlton Smith. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.